are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one, but 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 ain't calling me baby, 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 baby,
baby. Not finish what you were saying.
Nah, I don't need them to hear me attacking you.
I can't wait until December 1st. I think it's going to be a great time.
Is that when Mariah Carey's like McDonald's Christmas collaboration drops?
No.
Oh.
That is when Renaissance, a film by Beyonce, drops in theaters. It actually drops November 30th. And I was thinking I should go to the November 30th show, but that's a Thursday and I don't like being out on a work night. So.
Yeah, I gotta get my ticket. I can't miss it.
You are the fakest bitch in America. It's really wild to me.
I don't understand how. I'm trying to support a black sister out there doing her thing. The Renaissance was just an amazing experience. I feel like I need to be there to follow up from the amazing concert experience in the theater with other people.
You didn't even go to the concert.
I was there in spirit, okay? Enough of y'all went and put it on y'all Instagram stories and Facebook stories and Twitter stories and Thread stories.
You know what?
I was there.
The crazy thing is there was a lot spoiled. I was like, when she first announced the tour, I'm like, I'm not watching no videos. I kind of want to just get there and see. But it's hard to do that. So I ended up seeing a lot of stuff. But surprisingly, a lot of stuff that I did see, there was so much in the show that I did not see on social media.
Right.
And I was like, oh, wow. It was very nice having those surprises. And mentally, I am still there. So I cannot wait until December 1st. And I'm going to dress up in full gear because I did not dress up for the tour. So I will be in somebody's theater dressed very extra.
Is that what people are doing for this as well? It's like the Barbie movie, but for a Renaissance.
They better, because I don't want to be the only one in there dressed to the nines.
I just imagine, like, even if you did dress up, I just think it's always cold in the movie theaters anyway, so it may just be like everybody just think maybe he's just cold and he decided to wear all this shit.
A movie I just saw last night is called Single Man Problems on Tubi.
I knew it was coming. I knew it. I'm like, that don't sound like no movie on nowhere else.
I saw this one clip on Instagram. It was hilarious because he was saying in the clip, one of the dudes was like, Ronnie, I'm still a man. And Ronnie was like, a man that likes boys. You like a boy. What did he say? A man that's gay. You like niggas. Get that through your head. That shit was so funny to me. So I'm like, I got to watch this movie. So I watched it. And it was actually good. It was actually a good movie. Despite the quality is what it is for a Tubi independent movie, right?
Right.
But, like, the actors weren't terrible. The story was, like, a story that actually made sense. There was an actual plot.
Okay.
There were twists.
Okay.
I
was going to ask if, like, somebody got shot and then they slow motion died or some shit. You know, Tubi movies good for a good shooting and then the tomato paste can fall.
No, there was no shooting in this movie. The story is about a man in his 20s. He can't get a man. Sound like me, right?
Sounds like us.
He's on these dating apps, et cetera, et cetera. He's messing around with DL men. Sounds like you. So it's just a good mix.
I don't want to be involved. I knew somehow I was going to get slandered as soon as you started talking about what the movie was about. I knew somehow I was about to get dragged into this.
And they covered HIV and PrEP, and so it was informational, it was entertaining.
Okay.
It was some fine men in there, you know.
That always sweetens the deal. I like being around fine niggas. Like, fine niggas make the experience for anything better. Work, movies.
This is true.
You gotta have fine dancers. You gotta have fine niggas in your movie, in your music videos. Like, fine niggas make the world go round.
Back to Beyonce, though, her dancers were fine.
I know, that's what I was thinking about. Yeah, they were
like, fine. All of them.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the one when he did that one move, and then he did like a back bend into.
Girl, fuck you. Another movie I saw on Tubi was. I saw the Claudia Jordan movie where she shoot that little kid in the face. I don't know if it was a girl kid or boy.
What?
Kid. So you haven't seen this on socials?
Tubi and Zeus is like on the same wavelength for me. It just seemed like a whole lot of debauchery that I'm just like not into, and so I avoid it. You know, you just see clips online.
I got something to say about Zeus in a second after I finish my Tubi story.
Oh, yeah. Okay, go ahead. Oh God.
I didn't know it was two parts to this Claudia Jordan movie, so I was stuck for 2 hours because I'm like, this shit is terrible, but I have to fucking finish it. It was so awful. The acting was so bad. The props were so bad. She was in jail smoking a cigarette, but the cigarette was plastic, and she was like smoking it and blowing out fake smoke. There's no smoke coming out of her mouth. Like, they're not even trying to hide the fact that this shit is fucking cheap as fuck. And then she put the cigarette down, and it plopped down kind of like that. Like, it's a plastic cigarette. Like, y'all could even mute the cigarette falling into the ashtray. Maybe it might have been a one-hitter. That shit was fake as hell. It stayed the same size for both films. There was no exchanging of cigarettes, nothing. At one point, she got up and was in handcuffs. She had her hands behind her back. There was no handcuffs on her arms. None. She just had her hands behind her back. Like, y'all... But I will say... She kind of ate that, you know?
I was going to say, every time you go further in describing something from Tubi, I'm like, why do I need to watch this again? Like, what is it? Like, I don't get off on, like, cringe, like, shit. I won't be invested. I'll turn it off. Like, when somebody tried to make me watch some movie about some bitch in Italy or some shit, it was with,
Don't do it, because that was good, okay? You need to get your fucking life together. That movie, that series had me in tears.
Yeah, I'm okay. Like, I just be good. I just be like, look, I don't...
You're also the same bitch that don't like ballads, so I expect nothing less from you.
Yeah, you expect me to have nothing but great opinions and awesome taste, which I always have, clearly.
Speaking of awful taste, I was also watching Now That's TV, which is like a even ghettoer version of Zeus.
How we don't have a station yet? If all these people can have their own station, why the fuck we don't got a Boys Next Door station? We can put some shit on there.
They was on there fighting so bad. I don't even know what the name of the show was, but it was two trans girls on the show. Well, three trans girls? It was a couple trans girls on the show.
Uh-huh.
Getting hit by niggas. They just letting the shit rock.
Oh, I seen that.
And then one of the trans girls was fighting a cis girl, and the other trans girl got into her transphobic bag, which I really don't understand. People, like, I don't understand gay people who are homophobic, and I don't understand trans people who are transphobic. Like, the shit that was coming out of this girl mouth was crazy. She was like, you don't hit no female, you want to be like them, we gotta stop doing that. I'm like, you're literally talking against your own community with the language that you're using. But anyway, that shit was ghetto. They was getting ass beat. They was fighting all over the place.
That ain't my area to talk on. I'm gonna let her, and she was, I don't know. Just like lesbians, I ain't saying.
I mean, you know, every group of people is not a monolith. So we expect outliers. Just like we have Caitlyn Jenner's dumbass. We also got that dumbass that was on that show. Now That's TV. I don't even know the name of it, so I can't even tell y'all what to go Google to watch it. But
yeah. I think the girl's name is Joss or something. J-O-C-E. So whatever show Joss
J-O-C-E,
is on.
J-O-C-E, yeah.
Whatever show Joss is on, that's the one he's talking about.
And then it was this other nigga. He kept taking his tooth out to fight.
That's smart. You don't want to lose your tooth in a fight. And then
it's already gone, babe. And then you keep putting it in your mouth. You sitting it down. You putting all types of germs back inside your body.
But do you know how bad that looks? If, like, even if it is a fake tooth, if somebody hits you so hard, a fake tooth fly out, bitch, that you gonna get talked about even worse. Let me just go ahead and correct the damage now. Let me just put her over.
And
there.
Then he didn't get beat up, but he got pieced up by somebody else in the house. Anyways, you did all that, and
that's how it always is.
And then the guy that beat him up got exposed for doing gay for pay porn.
Oh,
there's a lot going on.
I don't know how I feel about gays. I don't like the gay for pay, like, content creators who, like, don't like the gays but literally just use them for their money. I don't like them. But like the low key DL niggas or the bi niggas who are just, like, you know, doing a soft launch towards the gaydom. I don't mind them. Okay, because I'm like, girl, just come on out. We already know. And every time they post one of these fucking porn stars anywhere, that's like, girl, we already know. Come on out, sister.
It's only a few straight men, quotes, air quotes, that do the gay for pay thing that I allow.
Like who?
Like the guy with the very wide butthole. What's his name? Bully something. Oh. He got a wife and kids.
Oh, the one who got arrested.
He's sticking. He didn't get arrested.
I thought he got arrested.
He did? I haven't been on Twitter in a very long time, so maybe I missed that development. But yeah. His wife is not black, and I think he got kids.
Yeah, he do. He got two kids. That's crazy. Can you imagine somebody coming to your school
and talking about... And he be sticking jars of peanut butter up his asshole, and I be watching it. I love it.
Like, that's a little bit too much. Like, it's already crazy he got a rosebud. Can you imagine, like, sitting in bed with your wife and you sneeze and your rosebud just pop out? I don't know how the rosebudology of it all works, but I just always imagine it being, like, very just, like, fragile areas. Just, like, I can't sneeze too hard. I can't cough too hard. If I laugh, it's a fucking explosion in my... Oh, it's just a lot. Like,
I just watched, not too long ago, a compilation that somebody made on X-Videos. X-Hamster? I'll be on X-Hamster.
They still around? X-Hamster, X-Videos, it goes down on there.
They got rid of X-Tube, but X-Hamster is still around.
I used to have an X-Tube page.
But it was like a compilation video of people sucking on rosebuds in like very wide holes.
Not a bouquet. I don't want to see nobody licking on no bouquet.
A bouquet of roses.
I know. A dozen roses for you, baby. I don't want to see. Like, I just always like, does it taste like blood? What is it? Like it just... And
that's my thing, too. Like, what is it? Do it taste like pennies?
You know? Yeah, like, oh my God. Like, I don't know. Like sticking your... Playing puppet master with somebody's booty hole is one thing. Them pushing that rosebud out and you put it in your mouth like a pacifier, I can't.
I like watching it. I don't know if I ever get to that level stomach-wise because I'm very weak in the knees when it comes to my stomach. I like watching it, so.
Can you imagine that you with a guy, he like, watch this, and he like, bloop, and he just pops it on out. Like, what would you do? Like, it's like a party trick.
I probably would touch it. If my hands was clean. You know, you don't want to infect nobody. You just make sure we wash our hands before we get dirty.
Like, I don't know what... I think I'll just run out the room like Michael Myers chasing me. At that point, it's just no... Like I wouldn't even be curious. I wouldn't even want to touch it. You know, like when Phaedra walked by them feathers, she like this. Like, what do you want to do that with? It's just like, just leave me be. Tuck that back in and you leave immediately.
Well, welcome to the podcast, y'all. This is The Boys Next Door. I am Pigtails.
And I'm Beanie.
Who's that?
Who's Pigtails?
Me, bitch. You the one told me to put the pigtails in my head.
That's why I said I'm Beanie. I got a beanie on my head. You got pigtails on your head.
Oh, I thought you said Dean. I'm like, who is Dean? The first person I thought of was Dean from Claws.
No, I'm Beanie. Sorry, I have a list.
No. Oh. Is that a meatball beanie?
Hell no.
Oh. It looked like the beanie she sell.
No, at least she free. I got this from fucking Shein. Shein.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like $2.
So they sharing ideas, basically.
Yeah, I like it. It might be the same beanie
thing. I don't know. Well, welcome to another week of nonsense. As you just heard for the past 12, 13, 14 minutes.
That's crazy.
Please follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod and YouTube at Boys Next Door Pod. And make sure you tune into the video on Saturday because we put episodes out every Friday in the audio format on your favorite podcast platform, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Stitcher is actually one away, I think.
Bitch!
The ghost is back again. Why is your screen doing this weird shit, bitch?
I don't know.
Oh, it's an effect. Can I do it?
Hold it.
Oh, it don't work for me.
Oh, you know what? I have... Okay, so...
This is crazy.
Remember we were just talking about this. On my iPhone, there's a thing that's like... it says effects randomly. And it's been highlighted, and I didn't know what it does. Cause I'm like, everything looked the same still. So now I'm thinking it's the effects whenever I do certain stuff. But I didn't even open the shit because I don't want to touch it. Cause I don't know what the fuck it do.
And you know what that says to me? That we are definitely being watched. Because how they know you sticking your thumbs up?
Oh, bitch.
Oh, bubbles.
Oh, girl, I...
So what did you do last week that made the balloons pop up? Now we need to go back and watch the tape.
I don't know, but that scared me. I thought Pennywise was coming. I kid you not, I was terrified. Like, I just knew... I'm like, Pennywise freaks me the fuck out. Besides the fact he's like 9 foot tall, too much.
It's spooky season. I think I'm going to start watching like some scary movies this month. Oh, I watched another movie called Fall or The Fall or something like that. Basically, these two dumbass white girls climb to the fourth tallest structure in the country.
I've seen somebody talking about
that. And I don't want to spoil the movie, but just know that it's going to piss you off because they're fucking stupid. But,
well, you said what type of girls were they?
Two stupid ass white girls.
Well, there you go. That plot ruined right there. You know, some stupid shit going on. Because white people never make
a mistake. Oh, you know what? Never mind. Because I was about to spoil it. But y'all go watch it. It's called Fall or something. Just Google it. Find it. I don't know. I was high and it was giving me anxiety because they kept showing the view of them like.
Are you afraid?
I do think I'm scared of heights. I've never like tried to like, you know, conquer that fear outside of airplanes. I don't mind being on airplanes. I feel safer on an airplane. I like looking out at the clouds, you know.
You like roller coasters? But
I've never been on a roller coaster, and I think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to go by myself to Six Flags.
Six Flags is not fun by yourself.
I like doing stuff by myself. Maybe it's not fun for y'all.
I mean, in general, who want to go wait in a fucking long-ass line by themselves and stand there?
I mean, it would be fun to have conversation with somebody, but...
You literally just went against what I said. I'm literally like, it's not fun by yourself. It's not fun for y'all. I mean, I would like to have conversations with somebody. Bitch!
I said it would... I didn't say I would like. I said it would be fun, too.
Then, bitch, that's literally just pointing my point anyway. That's literally what I just said. It's
basically,
not fun.
What I'm saying is, I don't know why I'm getting attacked for saying I want to go by myself, but I might go by myself.
Oh,
girl. And I'm going to have fun because why can't I have fun at a park by myself?
I don't know, bitch. Eat a funnel cake and sit down on the bench.
I don't eat funnel cakes. They're nasty.
Oh, girl. Oh, bitch. What? You don't like shit.
Speaking of going to parks and doing stuff you ain't supposed to be doing by yourself, these girls is going cruising and going to jail.
Lock them up. Lock them on up.
What is this nonsense that's been going on Twitter? First of all, we got to stop doing this. We got to do the light the blunt early on.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's get back to it. And then we're going to get back to y'all cruising in parks and going to jail. Because I got thoughts. I'm going to light the blunt this week to going cruising and not getting caught. What about you?
I'm lighting a blunt to snatching a nigga if I want a nigga.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, Glorilla. You know, Glorilla said she don't care if it's your man. He can get took. You know what I just noticed? You keep lighting your blunt. What else you lighting the blunt to?
Just that, I just literally feel like I be scared to talk to boys sometimes, and I'm just like, I don't want to be afraid. I just literally just want to, if I like a nigga, I just want to talk to the nigga and just see where it go. So I want to be a little fearless.
I want that too, for me. Because whenever I'm hanging out with somebody, it's just like, or thinking about hanging out with somebody, it's just like, I'm kind of overthinking the whole situation.
100. Because I'm like,
are we just about to be friends? Do you just want to, like, touch me? Like, what's going on here?
And I hate
it's
that.
Always too soon to ask.
And I hate, yeah, because if you ask too soon, they'd be like, okay, bitch, I literally just came here and sat my coat down. But it'd be like, what the fuck is we doing? Like, I just feel like a lot of times, niggas will ride the wave with you as long as you let them ride the wave. And I don't want that. It's just like, what is we? Is you trying to be my homie? Is you trying to, be my potential boyfriend? This is an interview. Like, what is we doing? So I'm trying to get to the point where I'm just like, where I don't feel self-conscious about asking intent from other people. I know my intentions, but like being comfortable asking somebody else their intentions is intimidating.
After which link up do you think is appropriate to ask? Like,
this episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Child, mean? I wanted to be the first one. Cause I be ready to do some nasty shit the first time we link. But I be trying to be respectful.
Yeah, like, cause like if you want to do it, let's do it then. We ain't got to go through all this.
Like we going back and forth for what? Like is you gonna stick your dick on my tongue? Is you gonna slap it on my forehead and play bongos? Like what is we doing? Like I just want to know. And so sometimes like I be hanging with a nigga and I be like, I'm a very like sexually, like I won't say driven person, but I'm very just like, I have a very strong sexual energy and I'm super flirty. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, I feel like it's easy for niggas to pick up on what I'm dropping. It's a fact of if they are scared or if they think I'm going to like say something or do or whatever. And just like, what is we doing?
Right.
Like, what is we doing?
Yeah. I'm at a place now in life in general where I'm just like trying to take stuff for what it is in the moment. But at the same time, I've been single for a very long time. I don't know if I'm about to like waste my time, and I also don't have a whole lot of experience, so it's like I don't even know how to navigate these situations no more. I've been out of the game literally for at least almost 3 years. At this point, it was the last time I like I would say like 2 years. Last time I like dated somebody for real. So it's like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I don't really want to ask nobody for advice because I really don't want nobody in my business in case this nigga don't be around, because I don't really like doing that.
But that's how we go, so, though. I feel like
it's not lit.
Here we go.
Because I was talking.
Here we go. But I feel like everybody like does that thing where they mention a boy to a friend too quick, and then you be like, I should have never mentioned it to nobody because that nigga not even around no more. But that's literally how it go. Like if you don't feel like talking to your friend about a nigga, that is not the nigga that you need to be fucking with.
But for me, it's just like, it's not even so much of, I don't want my friends to know, it's for like an embarrassing reason. Like, I don't want to be embarrassed after this. It's more so just like, because as soon as you start speaking good about somebody, they do something stupid.
Trash. It go to hell in a handbasket. Immediately.
You really got to keep your thoughts to yourself. You can't even tell God.
Listen, you can't even think about the nigga. You got to see him and just be like, mm-hmm. Because the I don't even know what that is this time. But the minute you think too hard about a nigga, he going to post something on his story. He going to go live. He going to tweet something. It's going to be like, bitch, I hate you now. You not even the nigga I thought you was. Just don't speak about the nigga.
I'm realizing I'm not social media is gonna be like we might have to block each other, have each other blocked. I don't wanna see nothing that's gonna irritate me. If I like you and I see you doing something corny, it's gonna piss me off.
100%. Cause I feel like a lot of times social media ain't even real. So people be posting stuff, you be like, that's not even how you are. So why are you posting like that? And so I'd be turned off like that. Like, even like, we talked about this before, but like when niggas go live, I'd be like, I'd rather your live feature be blocked. I'd rather you have not access to it ever again in life. Because the minute you see a nigga live, it'd be like,
now what's wrong with him going live? Is that too sassy or he just be on there doing too much?
It's how people act on live. People like go on live and they think it's like Showtime at the Apollo or something. I just want to have the little hook and bring them on off the stage because it just be too much. Like it just too amplified for me. Like it's like people consider lives and treat lives like they do reality TV. They go in there and they show their ass. Like, what are you doing? Like, sit your ass.
Like them girls did on my live a couple weeks ago.
Yes. Like, what are you doing? Like in real life, them bitches probably sit in the corner, don't even talk to nobody, just looking around. But on live, they want to fucking tap dance like Shirley Temple. Get your ass off the fucking stage.
Well, I don't know how we got there, but yeah, I'm definitely just like in an era where, because again, I did say last week that I want some touch and some affection.
Yeah.
I'm about to throw up just thinking about it.
Here we go.
But I think it's okay to put good things into the universe sometimes. That's why I'm not doing my list this week, because I don't got nothing negative to complain about.
That's great.
Except for the fact that my see, I always find something. I always find something.
As the graphic for the list pops up,
I'm the dark queen. I'm gonna find something to complain about. I think I hurt my wrist in the gym yesterday or the day before, because my shit is in so much pain right now. I kind of want to go to the hospital.
Oh, is it sprained, you think?
No, it's probably just pulled or something. I don't know.
I hate injuries on body parts now, because it feel like if you get injured now, it lasts and it lingers, and it's like you gonna get that little ache every time. If you think about it, like, I just started randomly thinking about my ankle. My ankle been good for a minute. I just started thinking about it now. My ankle tensing up. It's just like, bitch, like, you gotta be careful. These bodies are fragile.
And again, speaking of fragile bodies, in the park getting arrested, the girls clearly are just a little too perverted, because I feel like if you're doing stuff and getting caught, that means you probably are being less careful about the situation than you should be. You know
careless
what I'm saying?
As hell.
Like, just you want to get caught, and then you actually get caught, and now you on the list, the other list where you got to register yourself.
Okay. I feel like half your shit should be on the what's that, Alcatraz list, where they send you to jail, but this list you on the predator list. So I just like,
I'm screaming.
I just like, I feel like even the fact is like, oh, we talk about this kind of mean you privately. I just feel like people don't know how to read the room good when it comes to vibes. Cause I feel like a lot of times niggas in general are so sex forward. Like, they are just literally thinking about sex. They don't feel out the room. They don't feel like, they don't temperature check nothing. They just be like, bitch, it's, oh, let's get it. Let me not throw up no hand signs for something else pop up. But I just like, I just feel like, cruising already is such a risky thing. Now you're in areas that are highly trafficked. You're in areas that, like, people are, where people are aware of what goes on there. And now you got police undercover waiting to bust y'all gay asses with a dick in your mouth. Imagine having to explain to somebody, sorry, Susan, I can't come to work today. Why? What's wrong? I got arrested. You'll hear about it. And then she get on Facebook and she see your picture in the Grant Park 5 getting caught for sucking dick.
I've I believe I've talked about it on the podcast. If not, you're in for a shocker. 3, 2, 1. I've gone cruising. I've never gone cruising in a park or like in a public bathroom or like, you know, there's
this
one spot that I was.
Do you want to say your
preferred place? Yeah, I'm about to say it now. I'm not going to tell y'all where.
Okay.
But I was put onto this place. It's an adult sex store. So I go after midnight. You know, or, you know, after dark. I know the girls be out there all types of times of the day. So it's an adult video store. Adults are supposed to be there. There's not going to be any kids around. There's not even any police around, because I feel like the police just kind of know to steer clear. But you go, I mean, people go in the store. I've never been in the store. And then there's the parking lot, and that's where all the magic happens. Okay, there's like grassy sides, there's trees, there's the parking lot, there's people's cars. So it's not in a situation, and it's everything else around it. It's the highway. Okay, I'm getting too specific, but it pretty much it's not in an area where the police will pull up and catch you, even if you was outside doing something. It's covered, everybody's not acting a fucking fool. Okay. I say all that to say, cruising in the park is kind of crazy, because especially depending on the time of day, people are outside with their families. They pushing their grandmothers around in wheelchairs. They got their walking sticks. You need to be more cautious. Now, I'm not going to lie. I be watching the cruising videos. I like
them. Yeah, I like a good cruising
video. Y'all are going to jail.
Okay, so I like the cruising videos where I can see the person that's sucking the dick. And then I like them with they, like, if I can see, like, a roundaboutness of a face of a person they sucking dick. I don't like the ones where everybody wearing masks and shit like that, because you see they pulled these masks off these people. I don't know if they got masks, but if they did have masks on, it's like a fucking Scooby-Doo villain lineup. It's just like, why would I don't want to suck that man dick. It's just like, and I guess that's kind of shallow. I guess when you're cruising and stuff, you're going more so just to get a nut per se. But I want a nut from a fine nigga. I don't want the Crypt Keeper slapping his dick on my forehead.
That is one thing about cruising. It'd be a lot of old creepy niggas out there, and I'd be like, oh, please don't touch me. Now I think I fell in love this one. I met this one older nigga. He looked like a Dominican, like LL Cool J. Like, the nigga was so fine. Oh,
that's hot. Like that old porn star back in the, I can't think of his name. But he had like salt and pepper hair and a goatee. He was fine, though.
I can't think of who you're talking about, but
his video pop up. I'll send it when I find it.
But yeah, he was so fine, and we was holding hands while we were stroking dick. Well, like, we was like, everybody was in a circle, right? Well, kind of in a circle, dude, because, you know, we were in between cars. But anyway,
it was like a lineup.
This is a confession. I'm dropping a confession right now in the episode. So this particular night,
I like impromptu confessions.
I need to pull some more out the bag so we can have some content. But so it was a few of us struggling the circle. I want to say it was about like five or six of us, and it wasn't like a literal circle, but we were all huddled together. But me and him had our hands on somebody's car at the same time, because we had our back up against the car, and there was another person in between us getting his dick sucked. He was in between us getting his dick sucked, and then the other dude was on the other side. But we held hands while we stroked. He nutted while holding my hand, and then he left, and I kept playing with the other guys.
Wow. That's intense. Wait. He left and you kept playing with the rest of them. And so, is it like...
Because I didn't know yet. It wasn't time to go.
Is it like a bukkake and you're just on your knees and everybody else is just standing up around you? Are you all...
No. Did you hear me say I was getting my face nutted on? No.
Okay. I like to paint full pictures, because the way it sounded, it was like you was holding hands. And he was doing something, and then I'm like, I want to know, like, where did the nut go?
I said we were all standing huddled up. Me and him had our backs up against the car. We both had our arms on top of the car. That's how our hands
copy. Okay.
Yeah.
Bitch, holding hands on top of the car is wild. That, and it's a fact. You're like, you were holding hands, and it's like, bitch, it's like slightly.
It was so romantic.
I love holding hands while I'm sucking dick, though. It makes me feel like you really care about me.
Yeah, but that was fun. I got some cute cruising stories I could tell y'all. Maybe I'll spread them out over the course of time.
Do you prefer cruising over just like hook up with somebody that you might be familiar with?
I just like, again, I just like mutual masturbation. That's why I go cruising. I don't go there to fucking suck dick. And I mean, I've gotten head out there, but I gave head to this dude I know. He pulled up on me. I didn't know he was coming. I was like, you finna get ate up. And I did.
Not so. Another confession. Bitch, that's hot.
Okay. And then he was with... Oh, I can't tell that story. But I mean,
Maybe once...
I'll save it. I don't want to tell it now.
Because
that was kind of wild. And I think I already said it on this podcast. So if you remember, let it go. If you don't... Don't even try to go find it, because you ain't going to find it, because it's from a very long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. You have a...
I say all that to say, people got to be careful. Like, y'all can't be in broad daylight at the airport, in the Target, down to the Walmart, in the Piggly Wiggly.
In the middle of the subway. It's just like, anytime somebody gets a dick in their mouth, they just throwing their dick in their mouth. It's like, you know that game at the bridal showers, when the bride maid got a bob for the wiener, see if she can catch it with her mouth. It's just like that. It's a free for all. Oh, you never seen? Oh.
No, I thought you were describing catching the bouquet.
the furthest thing from it, bitch, and you're not using your hands at all. Just all mouth action. You got to try to catch it. Okay.
That is ridiculous.
It's hot. It's a fun game. Because you want to see... You want to... Like, I feel like bridal showers and bachelorette parties and all that shit is all about trying to see how slutty each other is. It's like trying to out-slut the bride. And so you get each other super fucking drunk. And you see who can suck the lollipop dick straws. And you see who can, like... Like, somehow a dildo pops up, and then the dildo's in every fucking body's picture. It just...
Oh, kind of like how you involuntarily shoved the dildo down my throat at my own birthday party, bitch.
Look, hey, to be clear, I didn't bring the dildo to the party. I walked in, and the dildo was sitting on the ice tray, okay?
Clear, I'm not even certain whose dildo it was. I think it was somebody's, but I don't know if it was his.
I don't know either. I just know me and Daisy walked in. We saw that big ass dildo. I didn't know it was a big y'all. It was a huge. I wish y'all.
It was almost as big as my clear one.
Okay, and so that's
you know, I rolled with the big dogs back then. I won't using them now.
Yeah, okay. I shoved it in your throat, and it was like it sounded like a car crash happened up in there. So we know, but anyway. I just feel like I had a conversation a minute ago with a guy, and we were just talking. He randomly just like, we were talking about public sex or something. And I was like, yeah, I've done sexual stuff out in public, but it was in an area where like people could have walked up, but it was in the middle of Walgreens. It was in a Walgreens candy aisle. And it was just, oh, well, it was in. I was getting a Sour Patch straws, and I saw his dick there, and I just started stroking it a little bit. It was just like maybe a 10 seconds. But I have given head in the,
These are your confessions. You be saying, I don't have no confessions. Here you go about the load up one. Come on, drop the music again. Come on.
Okay, yeah, I've given head. I think I talked about before in the middle of the water tower by the Forever 21 up on the top by the,
Oh, entrance. You did tell me that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Slut. So, that is wild.
Yeah, I've done it there. I like to freak at the Home Depots and the Walmart family bathrooms. I like those. Oh. But they're not cruising. It's a range. I'm like, meet me here. This is the one I go to. Just see you there. In about 15, I'll be there. And so they go. We get it cracking. One guy I did in a Walmart, he was like, that was amazing. I couldn't. And I was just like, yeah, I know. It was a waste of gas. I drove 30 minutes for you to nut in two. The math ain't mathing. Now, that's gay math. The math ain't mathing.
I will admit I have masturbated in public bathrooms. I'm trying to think, where have I done it? I did it at Millennium Park once.
Wow.
In that bathroom. Okay. There was this Walmart by like one of my old jobs. I definitely did it in there a couple times.
Love to go Walmart.
I
used to go in actually. There
and like wait till it was time for my shift. and that's all I'll confess to tonight. But I've never, like, there's, like, videos of, like, there's this one guy, Duriel. He be, like, in Walmart on top of the furniture in the aisles with his dick out. Like, and I be watching the videos, but again, it's like this.
What would you do if you walked
offensive.
In? Offensive. If you were just out, like, you at the Target, and it's this hot guy, he just, like, stroking his dick. What would you do? What would be, what would go through your brain? Like, I don't, what?
I might suck it. I'm sucking it.
I'm putting it in my mouth. Cancel everything I just said. It's going down right there. Like, I feel like, it'll be a free-for-all.
But I probably would just, like, make eye contact with him and run. That would be so wild to be like.
Like, so what if you go up there?
I just slide on my phone so he can give me his number and we can do this somewhere
else. Oh, that's smart. I'll be like, okay, what about we go, like, somewhere else? But also, it's kind of like, I ain't going to pass up no opportunity to get a little sausage taste. You know, a little sample. And so, like, but also, it's like, what if I walk into him and I'm trying to touch it or I'm trying to suck it, he just, like, slapped me or started fighting me. It's just like, who's in the wrong here? Who is wrong?
I mean, well, you definitely shouldn't walk up to him and try to touch it unless, like, he invites you.
Like,
you
how?
You know the language. Like, if y'all making eye contact for prolonged seconds, you know.
Cruising 101.
It's kind of like the art. Here we go. It's the art of cruising. So it's kind of like you make the initial eye contact, you know. You kind of see if they engage it back via eye contact, you know. After a certain amount of times, mm-hmm. as y'all keep looking at each other, then, you know, the invite is kind of open at this point. Then you kind of, you know, inch your way towards them, you know, touch yourself a little bit.
It's kind of like Animal Planet or some shit.
It's literally like animals mating. Like, there's no words spoken. It's all eye contact and energy.
I don't like
and
that.
And you know, if you get close enough,
yeah,
at that point, he's okay with you touching it. You grab it, you know, you do a little something.
Ugh, yeah. I hate hand jobs. I just couldn't. Like, that would be my worst fear. And like,
yeah, I know. You told us you have sandpaper hands. So.
I know. My hands are very soft. They're very delicate. I just be afraid of not doing it right. Like, every guy, like, I was sucking this guy's dick over the weekend. And, like, I just kept, like, trying to, like, stroke it with my hand. I'm just like, this is just, I just rather fucking just suck it. And I just kept sucking it. I got two nuts out of them. But it was just like, I know that second nut I could have got when I was like trying to play with it, but I just felt, I was so afraid it was going to get soft. And so I said, we just going to stick to what we know, not what we're trying to do. And so I just got to suck it. I sucked that meat off that bone. We was in my back seat and he was just so hot and his body is so nice. I was just like, oh, perfect.
Come on.
That was like three confessions.
Give us content. Give it to us. We love it.
Fuck y'all.
Do you have any more to tell us?
No, because I get judged a lot. People are like, you're not celibate for sucking dick. I feel like I am celibate.
You're not.
Well, I mean, yeah. Nobody counts mouth stuff ever. Like nobody counts mouth stuff. Also, I want to complain about, this is my list.
Okay, go ahead.
Don't come in my inbox trying to swindle your way into me sending you nudes. It's not going to happen because I'm like, there's no reason. Like, I guess you can feel comfortable enough thinking sexual thoughts, whatever. But don't come in my inbox being like, yeah, I'm just trying to be nosy. What? That is weird. That is not okay.
Who says that? Even if you are trying to be nosy, why would you announce that?
Yes. And I was like, I know what you're trying to do. Because this person, they started sending me videos. And I'm just like, oh, okay, this is random. First, they randomly went up to vanish mode. And I was already like, oh God, here we go, vanish mode. And it's not even a person that I was like even thinking sexual about. And like, everybody ain't trying to be sexual with you, okay? And so it just like, it was just weird. He was like trying to force me to be like talk like and be nasty. I was into it at first, and then it got creepy because I was just kind of like, I'm like, well, I don't really send stuff. I'm sorry, that's not really what I do. He was like, okay. 5 seconds later, he tried to change the conversation a little bit. Then somehow it ended up switching back to, can you send me stuff? No, I don't want to send you anything. Because now he's...
That's a predator.
Yes, like...
No where, means no.
Yeah, where are the police for him? Lock him up, too. Lock him up with the Grant Part 6. I just, like, it's just too much. I hate it. You got to be able to read the room. Niggas do not read the room anymore. Feel the vibe and go from there.
I don't like, and we talked about this, well, we were supposed to talk about this, so I'm glad you brought it up, about, like, if I'm not in that mood, you can't get much out of me. Like, back when I was younger, like, sexting was easy for me. Like, I could do sexting at work and not really. Now, it's like, why am I sexting you? I'm grown. Like, this is kind of crazy for
can
us
to
be
can you come
doing
over?
This.
Yes.
Now, I do, if I know you and we already have that
hello
thing going on,
yes,
then we can sext a little bit. But if I don't really know you, how is you getting that out of me? You're not.
You're not. And I'm always be afraid, like, you know, us as, like, podcasters and shit like that, people going to be waiting for our aha moment. They going to try to get the, look at this, blah, blah, blah. You ain't about to sexy red me. I don't care. I don't want no parts. I just leave me be. And that's always going through my mind, too, especially if I don't fucking know you. I don't fucking know you. Like, and it's just like you're trying to like persuade me into like sexy shit, and I'm just like, I don't see that for you. You were cute at first. I probably wouldn't entertain if you went about it differently. Now you're not even that cute. I'm just kind of like,
it's definitely like I be feeling like, am I just being prude or is this just like uncomfortable for me? It all depends on the person though, I guess, because you know some people can get it out of you, and again, like you just. I mean, you just gotta catch me when I'm in that mood.
If you that nigga, you that nigga. Everybody ain't that nigga. Some niggas are trying to be that nigga. And so it's just like, I don't do that. And first of all, I'm not really like a sexter anyway in that nature. Like, I do the dirty talk and it go from like, okay, enough of this, let's link up and go
from
there.
Like, you gonna get a couple dirty, we're not gonna do this all day. We're not gonna do this for more than 30 minutes.
We are
just a couple exchanges.
We are so grown. Why do I
and we have lives.
Yes, it's just like, I got things to do, okay? If we gonna make something big, I don't got time to be sitting here talking to you about what I want to do all day, and I don't have time for you to try to get different angles. No, what? Where are we going with this? What is your intention?
And I'm like bad at responding. So if I'm responding back to your freaky message 5 hours later, the thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away like that. Why did I just bust out saying that?
Bitch, that is wild. You like what?
I do like doing it with certain people. Like if we already got that vibe, especially like let's say I drop some on the private story, I'm expecting engagement from that. That's different. But like, don't just be, I don't know. You got to be that nigga, I guess.
I posted a video of me cooking pasta. Here you come talking nasty. Nigga, I am hungry. I ain't trying to think about your dick right now. I mean, I never slurped no pasta.
It depends.
I mean, I have sacrificed food for the right nigga. Like, I've been in the middle of eating some Buffalo Wild Wings that the right nigga hit me up. I was like, look, bitch, I'll get back.
You bring up that restaurant every chance you get just to piss me off. I know you do.
Okay. So should I say Chili's? Is Chili's better for you? Is Buffalo...
Worse.
Buffalo Wild Wings?
I actually painted somebody after we ate Chili's. What was it? Applebee's.
It was his fault because
he knew
shitty.
I had just ate.
Yeah, Chili's is that girl. I don't understand why people don't like Chili's. I think it's so weird. Like Buffalo Wild Wings and Chili's. Oh, like them too. Those are my go-tos. Like if I like a fast food place, like, you know, like, okay, I want something a little, like, I feel a little fancy. I'm gonna go, like, I might go there tomorrow. Chili's triple dipper, calling my name. Look. Two boneless buffalo wings or southwestern egg roll or two boneless with a honey chipotle crisper with a little spinach or artichoke dip and some french fries. Ooh!
You're ridiculous. Bitch. That's so ridiculous. You should not know what's on that menu. I have not been inside of a Chili's in so long.
I won't even lie. I don't even be hungry. Sometimes I just get on the app and I check and see what's new on the menu and see what they got going on just to check it out.
Actually, I think I was in Chili's when they did their like Nicki Minaj.
They're doing it again.
Mai Tai. So that was Chili's and not Applebee's, right?
Yeah, that was Chili's.
Okay, so that was the last time I've been to Chili's. I mean, I don't hate Chili's. It's just I don't even like. I'll go, but it's not like somewhere I want to go. You know,
like where do you want to go?
I want to like if I'm going out to eat or just like a fast food restaurant.
I don't know how what you consider Chili's because you can order it to go. And but you can also sit.
I consider Chili's like we drunk, we in Miami. That's the only place that's open.
Huh? No.
Or like you know, if somebody I'm with got a taste for something, I'm like, okay, we can go.
Okay, that's a little better. I was offended by the first answer. Talking about drunk, we in Miami.
I feel like Chili's is just something you grab at the risk of starving otherwise.
No, that's like McDonald's. Chili's is like, you know what? I do have a taste for a little margarita, and I wouldn't mind some buffalo wings, and I'm with my friend. Let's go eat. Like, we go there. It's like Yard House.
It's like
a
sports bar.
It's Yard House.
I guess I'm just not, like, in there for that, you know?
Buffalo Wild Wings is like a sports bar, too, I guess.
I don't want to sound bougie, but, like, if I'm going to go somewhere and sit down and eat, it's going to have to be, like, something.
The bougie crew.
Like, even if it's just, like, some local spot. It's not gonna be Chili's. Not gonna be my first answer.
What? What would you like? Olive Garden?
No, I've never been to Olive Garden.
Cracker Barrel.
It gives me Chili's vibes as well. I've been to Cracker Barrel by force. I didn't buy nothing out of there because it felt racist. But I let everybody else eat.
It do feel like the waiter's supposed to have like a whip and tell you go cook the food yourself. I ain't gonna lie.
Like. I just feel like, and it's like all wooden and stuff. I don't
like the way it smells in there. It always smells good. It always smells like a little country little kitchen. I like it. Okay, so wait.
Yeah, I don't even know what we're talking about, but we do have a question this week because somebody sent it in right when we started recording. So shout out to you. I'm going to pull his email up right now and I'm going to squint because I can't see my screen very well because I'm blind. All right.
question?
We got a question this week from Alex. Alex says, my name is Alex. So me and this guy met online and it was long distance. And for a whole week, we've been talking. In the last couple of days, we said that we're boyfriends and we started saying, I love you. Okay, slow down. Okay, we didn't read this beforehand, so I'm getting lost. Okay, so he met this nigga or this guy, because I don't know if Alex is black. So he met this guy. It was long distance for a while. I want to know how long a while was.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. That's what I was going to ask. Like, can you, like, okay, never mind. Okay, go ahead, go ahead.
So for a whole week, they've been talking. Oh, is it a week? Okay. And the last couple of days, they decided to be boyfriends. And so they started saying, I love you. Okay, boom.
Okay, boom, we there.
So one night, I told him, good night, I love you. He responded with good night, I-L-Y, illy. And personally, I don't like illy. I like I love you. But I let it go. And in the morning, I woke up to being blocked on everything. And I made a fake account to message him. And he said he doesn't like long distance. And then he blocked me on that account.
Oh.
It's been a couple of days now. And I kind of miss him. Should I make another fake account to tell him? Or just move on to the next. Alex, girl.
I gotta take this in. I gotta take this in.
I've been there and I'm triggered.
What?
I'm triggered.
Okay, you go first.
First of all, don't make another fake account. Leave this loser alone. He's a dud. Leave him alone.
Ew.
Block him back. Block him from your brain. Block him from your phone. Do not contact this man again, because it's giving thirst if you do. You don't want to be looking thirsty or desperate for no man. Fuck him. It'll be another one somewhere else. I also would like to know how old you are, Alex. That would also give me some context. But it's giving like early 20s.
It seems like the, like, okay. I can't remember. Did they meet in person?
It doesn't say they met, but it says they've talked and they've decided to be boyfriends and they started saying, I love you. So I'm not sure if they met.
I was like, maybe he met you in person and he didn't feel the same vibe and that was his way of doing it. But it was just like, what is the distance between y'all two? Where, like, how long was it long distance before the
Some context.
Yeah, like, what happened for the 1 week where it was just like, suddenly, I love you? And first of all, what made you say I love you to this man if you never met him? And so, it's just like, I understand people, like, you can have a long-distance relationship with somebody, of course. But it's also like, why? I mean, not why the long distance, but why, like...
It's a lot.
It's a lot. And it's just like, I feel bad for you because I am one of those people, I get really entangled with people really, really fast. I am very much so, like, if I get an inkling of you the type of nigga that I want to fuck with, I'm like, oh, I start planning weddings and I'm picking out my tuxedo and I got the horse and carriage ready to go. If you ready, I'm ready. So I definitely get you on that end. But it's also like, why would you want to put yourself back in risk of him hurting you again if you see how flaky he already is on the onset, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like... Y'all already long distance. That's already hard enough. Now you have to risk the fact of he's already showed you what type of nigga he already is, if he's a nigga. He's already showed you the type of person he is. So why would you want to get back involved with somebody that he easily be like, first of all, he told you I-L-Y. I will fly off to wherever the fuck he at and spit on his forehead. Don't ever tell me I-L-Y.
If you're my man and you use the I-L-Y, you got a
ain't
problem.
No man,
because what you mean?
We
ain't supposed to be speaking the alphabet to each other.
That's weird. Words, that would have been the first red flag. Can you imagine? Oh my god. You tell a nigga I love you, and then he say I love you back, and then you wake up blocked on everything. Bitch, 13th reason why. Bitch, I'm assuming, so glad you're here. Like, I'm
assuming they didn't meet because the guy reportedly said he doesn't like long distance. So maybe they never did meet. And if that's the case, why would you even waste this boy's time? Y'all started telling each other I love you, and then all of a sudden you want to switch to illy, and then all of a sudden I'm blocked. You not even man enough to break up with me like a real man, okay? So that also gives me the vibe that these are people in their early 20s, because this is some shit that I went through in my early 20s.
What happened? Like, I don't know if you want to talk about it. Like, what happened with yours?
It was similar situations with multiple guys where one guy, I'll say, like, we'll be boyfriends, right? And then he start acting weird. So that's why I don't, you know, we was a boyfriends for like a day. And then there's been guys who will literally, I've been ghosted. There's been guys who just switch up out of nowhere, and then all of a sudden it's your fault. And it's like, but I ain't even did nothing to you, Playboy. But you know, I don't know.
Something like that happened to me. Like, I had met this guy, I think it was on like Tinder or like Black or something like that. He was really, really cool. And he was just like, oh yeah, I'm a FaceTime, blah, 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 blah. And he was just like super cool. And we were on FaceTime, we talking. And he's like telling me like all these things. He's like, oh my God, you're so cool. You're fucking dope. All this other shit. He was like asking me about music, asking me about like my clothes and all this other shit, blah, 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 blah. And then I like texted him the next day and all my texts were green. And then I looked on his Instagram. I was fucking blocked on Instagram. And I was just like, you literally were just hyping me up literally like not even 24 hours ago. And I wake up blocked. And I just always feel like maybe it's something there. It was just like, in the conversation, we had a conversation about life. We had a conversation about everything. And so it's just like, you have to be cautious with these people because everybody, and now I feel like nobody's sure of anything. Sometimes people are just doing shit to do shit. Like that boy told me, he was just trying to be nosy. He's not even really on that. It's just that he was trying to be nosy and just trying to do something. And I feel like a lot of times people just be trying to do something. Do something with people who don't actually give a fuck about you. It's a lot of people that actually like are investing their own time and their energy into you. For you to fuck them over and not care is pretty fucking careless and pretty fucking fucked up. Because you don't know what type of mental state that person's in when you're doing this type of shit. And so they may look at you as like a sense of like a source of an outlet or like a comfort. And you pull the plug on them. And so like, I guess that can dive into my ex-relationship too. But I mean, you know how that go.
Yeah, for me, it's just like, and I've definitely been, basically what I'm trying to say is like, this type of stuff can like really break you down. It can really like fuck with your self-esteem because you're like, damn, what the fuck is wrong with me? It can really fuck with your like day-to-day mental health because you're like thinking about this shit all the fucking time. You want closure. We think we need closure. But what I've learned in life is you can move on without a nigga, because even if y'all never have a final conversation about something, you still need to find it in your head to get over it, either whether that's forgiving him or just simply deciding to disassociate from that situation, which is what I do professionally, okay? I'm a disassociator, okay? I'm a fucking forget about it, okay? Trauma. So I just feel like my point, Alex, is do not text this man. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Get him out of your brain. Just move on with your life. Because first of all, you're going to look thirsty if you keep trying to check on him and stuff like that. And second of all, you're not helping yourself out. You're not going to be able to move on if you keep on stalking this nigga on social media. And just know that sometimes, a lot of times, most of the time, when people are doing shit, it's really not even that personal. That all that shit be them, and they just be projecting their own fucking bullshit onto you, and you gotta sit and fucking deal with the shit because you don't know how to separate it and detach. Get rid of it. Block them. Get a new phone. Change your number.
I don't know. I just feel like people are just a lot. We were talking about this the whole episode. People are just very careless with everything. Weird. Like it just careless, yes. It's just like. People literally will waste your time, and they know that you like them, or they know you have feelings for them, or they know like you're interested in them, and they will literally not give a fuck. But like he said, the best way to get over that, I say, is just fuck with somebody else. Because if you can get one nigga, you can get five more. And so literally at this point, it's just like, just keep doing what you're doing. Apparently you get a niggas from every state possible. So just keep doing that. If you like long distance, if that's your preference, keep dating long distance. I feel like it might be a lot more safer for you also if you date people closer to your vicinity, which I know can sometimes be hard depending on where you're at, because there's like out here, there's like not that many niggas that actually would even fucking consider dating. And so it's just like, I know how hard that can be. And so it's just like, you got to kind of protect yourself because people aren't going to protect you over themselves. So be careful, make sure you're smart, and then I suggest you hire hackers and get his account hacked and get all his shit deleted so he has to think about this for forever next time he has to play with somebody. That's not me. That's not me suggesting that. Never mind. I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying hypothetically, if that did happen, I don't think you would be in the wrong.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think that sums it up. Don't just forget about him. Niggas are losers. Why do they exist? Because they just be doing dumb shit.
Me waiting for the rest of why, and you like just why?
I'm just why. That's the only question. Why?
I had posted that earlier on my Instagram notes. Like, when is the new batch of niggas coming out? Because this current crop we got down here is malfunctioning. They lazy. They don't want to get their ass up and go to work. It's just like, it's something about these current batch of niggas out here that just ain't right. Something in the water has malfunctioned. Lord, it has gone wrong. The men that you have sent on this earth to be providers have turned into fucking, I don't know, unproviders. They're worse. Kill them. Not kill them. I don't want to say kill them on YouTube.
Oh, you are going nuts. You know, one time I got my Instagram like flagged because I used the word extinguish, but I was talking about niggas because some nigga did something and I reposted it and I was like, we need to extinguish men or something like that, and Instagram took that shit down so fast they thought I was talking about Jewish people. I'm like, this is literally just a word in a dictionary.
Oh my God,
I'm not talking about the Holocaust, babe. I'm just talking about like men are dumb.
Anti-Semitic.
Oh, they be on my ass. One time I said I used the abbreviation KMS.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna, y'all Google what that mean. I'm not gonna say it. Yeah. But I was joking. You know, I was just, and they literally messaged me. They was like, we heard you needed help. Here are some resources. I was like, okay. I'm not just, really gonna do it. I was just,
I'm
mad.
Just joking, kinda. Instagram, relax.
Yeah, kinda. Cause yeah, not it ain't yet. Far from imagining. Let me stop. Okay.
I don't know.
It's getting kind of crazy. What the fuck are we even talking about this episode?
I don't know. But also, I don't know. I just feel like at the root of all issues is niggas. Niggas seem to be the issue. It's them.
On the bright side, I mean, I'm not going to let any of that deter me going forward in terms of dating. YOLO.
Yeah, me either.
If I find a nigga, I do. If I don't, I don't. I mean, I'm not really pressed about it. Like
that's how I've been feeling. I'm like, I'm not pressed for a relationship right now. Like, I literally just feel like if one comes, great. If not, I'm gonna keep on having my fun and I'm gonna keep focusing on what I need to focus on. Because niggas be distractions too. Because the minute you get one, all that shit should be thrown off. And I don't need nothing thrown off right now. I need everything locked in. Because I don't need to miss not a day of work trying to, cause I want to lay up with you all night and be nasty.
And fuck, I'm losing the thought. What I was about to say is I'm also working on not like purposely sabotaging shit. You know?
Okay.
Like if I meet a nice guy, I'm not gonna do my usual Aquarius stunts. I'm just gonna try to be soft. I'm gonna tap into my Cancer moon and try to let. I'm gonna try to lead with the Cancer.
Oh, okay.
Cause the Aquarius be wanting to shut shit down at the dough.
Yeah,
but
I get
I'm gonna
that.
Lead with my Cancer. You know,
I don't got no balance because I'm a Taurus sun and a Sag moon. Sag moon, so chaos,
psycho.
Yeah, pretty much. That's why sometimes I be trying to like when I know a horoscope and shit like that is like whatever, but it's also sometimes I be reading some shit. I'm like, okay, that I feel that one. Like, I saw you posting a story, like, earlier or the other day, you were like, now, 20 other people then posted this same shit. Sometimes it'd be like that, but then sometimes it'd be the ones, like, I like the people that actually do, like, the readings for the certain zodiacs, whatever. I prefer those, because those are more, like, centered. But it's just, like, sometimes, I just feel like I'm all chaos. Like, the Libra rising don't really be doing shit. She just be chilling. And so, yeah.
You have a Libra rising?
Yeah, I'm a Libra rising. Yeah, it's a lot going on. That's why sometimes I hope y'all know what y'all getting in tune, like in store for, because there's a lot going on over here. It's very intense over here. So it's like,
I got. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I got fake beef with Libras because I got ghosted by one. But I hear Libras and Aquarius are pretty compatible. And from what I observe, we're pretty similar.
Yeah.
Libras are just trashier, you know, because they just like, they're just like meaner about the way they do stuff. Well, I wouldn't say meaner, but it's like definitely like
stern.
Like it's disrespectful.
I always think like, about Toni Braxton. To respect you. And how Toni Braxton acts. It's very just like very particular, very this is what I'm standing for, this is what I'm about. I feel like Libra is very that. And I feel like Aquarius are the same way.
Very so cut and dry.
Yeah, very like to the point. And so it just kind of like, I get that. And so I have a Taurus who's stubborn, a Sag who's like tries to be like nonchalant, but honestly just a ball of like fucking like hell. And so it's just like all that mixed together, I'm just like, dating for me is not easy.
Well, if you guys want to get your questions answered and you want to receive some bad advice, please email us at asboysnextdoor@gmail.com or you can DM us on Instagram at boysnextdoorpod. We would love to get more questions and confessions from you guys. That would be great. Thank you, Alex, for sending that in. Hopefully we helped. I don't think we did, but
that was the best advice we've given so far.
You think so? I'm going to have to listen to it back because, you know, I'm kind of out of my mind right now.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, that was the best advice we gave because we actually gave them good advice. We talked about the situation a little bit, and we actually
don't text that nigga.
Yeah, like we did good. I'm proud of us because normally I feel like when we give advice, we'd be like, "Girl, fuck them."
And I'll say this one thing because about closure too. I got closure from a guy who ghosted me months after, like maybe even a year after he ghosted me. Maybe even it was a long time. And I had held on that until I got closure from that situation. And then once we had a final conversation about it, he apologized, et cetera, et cetera. It didn't really make me feel better. I just kind of felt better that I got it off my chest. So it was just like, but it still happened. I didn't need no fucking closure from him. I could have got the closure myself.
I feel like that's the biggest thing in life that we have to learn to accept is that sometimes you don't even need closure. Sometimes the situation being over is closure enough. And that was like I feel like I'm one of the people, I tend to harp on shit so bad. And then after my last relationship, I was just like, that was the first time in my life I ever been in a situation where I felt like, I've kind of felt guilty that I didn't care enough that it was over. But I was just kind of like, that was the first situation where I walked away and I was just like, bitch, I don't care what the fuck happened after this. Everybody for themselves. And so it was just like, sometimes you have to heal yourself to get the closure. Because the closure isn't needed from a wound the other person has. It's a wound that you have. So heal yourself, get closure on that wound. And then it's gonna all come together how it should. So
Before we get out of here, have you been listening to any new music or any songs you've been obsessed with this week?
It's a song by Lil Yachty and this rapper named Camo. It is called, let me see, I'll pull it up real quick.
I like to refer to Lil Yachty as Nails.
Why? Because he wears his nails done?
Yeah.
It is called that is a very
is that
to the
shade
point
Phaedra?
That was a very to the point reasoning.
Oh, I know shit. I caught you off guard because we didn't have the music segment planned, but we keep forgetting due to the music segment. So
yeah, and they say they wanted more of that, so I guess we gotta give it to them. Okay, hold on, I'm about to
while you look for that. I've just been listening to the live studio versions of the Renaissance tour that people have created on YouTube. All that's getting me through. I feel like I'm at the concert like every day. I'm learning the dance moves. I've already known some of them, so that's all I've really been listening to this week, especially like the live version of Heated. Ugh, chef's kiss.
Yeah, magnificent. I my Apple Music playlist didn't pop up, but it's a song by this. Let's look up Camo with a C-A-M-O with an exclamation point featuring Lil Yachty. Whatever that song is, I can't think of the name. That's what I've been listening to. It's just so good. I'm in like my R&B like Atlanta rap vibe like bag right now. I'm really into like a lot of bass, a lot of like dirty lyrics, and a little like sexy red, but the nigga version too, where they talking about bitches and niggas and shooting and killing and shit like that. Like, it's like drill music but Atlanta, so it has like Atlanta vibe. That's what I've been feeling lately. But yeah, but Atlanta rap, like each city has their own distinct type of rap. Like Chicago don't sound like New York don't sound like fucking Jersey, so forth and so on. And so like East trap, like East section of trap sound different, but Atlanta's has a lot more of a like a experimental sound. So like Lil Uzi, but with like a lot more like trap vibe. Because Lil Uzi's like, he's Atlanta inspired. Oh, did it load? Yeah, it loaded. It's called, hold on.
Silver Bells, it's almost Christmas time.
It's called With You by Camo featuring Lil Yachty. It's so good. And so like, if y'all ever are looking for like songs I'm listening to, you can always search my name, Ken Lush, on Apple Music and my playlist will pop up. We have Tuxedo Mask, which is more of my trap R&B shit. But then you have Sailor Moon, which is like everything. So it has pop, it has oldies, it has metal, rock, Paramore, all that type of shit. Trap and all that shit. So it depends on what you're going for. But I don't have a sex playlist.
We need to make our playlist. You make one for Apple Music because I don't have that, and I'll do the one for Tidal because I know some of the girls still got Tidal, so I'm going to make a playlist.
Tidal? Is Tidal still
around? Yeah, Tidal.
I thought you were going to say Spotify, but I wouldn't expect you to say Tidal.
We have a Spotify account, so we can make a playlist, but it's a free account. I don't know if we can... Like, the Boys Next Door, I think we have a Spotify, like, actual account. I think it's one set up. I don't know.
I don't know. I just go in there and listen to the podcast and get off. But I'll check and see. That'd be pretty cool. That'd be awesome.
So we're going to figure it out.
We'll work on that, y'all.
Spotify and Tidal. We'll get around to it. Maybe
about Christmas. You saw how long a YouTube take. You saw how long to get the YouTube going took.
We could put the playlist on YouTube. We are eating in the thoughts department.
We are really cooking today. And all I keep thinking about is another bag of Lay's chips. Mm.
Oh, I got these. Let me show y'all. They not paying us, but they might one day if they see this. These Cheetos, white cheddar. Okay. Y'all got to get y'all some white cheddar Cheeto Puffs. Get your life. I love white cheddar. White cheddar popcorn. White cheddar popcorn never misses.
White cheddar popcorn. Bitch.
I like the white cheddar popcorn from Smart Snack.
Yes.
Or whatever it is.
Smart Snack. Oh, my God. In the black bag. I had a big family bag of that, and I tried to make that shit stretch. But you know, like after you high, you smoke a little bit, you sit on the couch, you get a little popcorn, a little Smart Pop. Oh, it be
so good.
But you be smashing that bag, your fingers be okay. This was eating the
boys.
Well,
thank y'all for listening to us talk about snacks and cocks. Please tune in next week. For more nonsense, all the links will be in the bio. We gonna make that play. We should have the playlist ready by next week. Let's do it. That's homework.
We'll do it. Okay.
But yeah. I don't know. You be listening to ghetto stuff.
I'll
be wanting to put my Celine Dion on there.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I was saying, you know, all my music. I'm like, oh, it's a couple of Rod Wave songs I like. He's sappy. He cried too. So y'all, you might like some.
I can't get into Rod Wave. Every clip of his music I hear be him talking about how he want to kill himself. I don't want to hear
that. Yeah. See, I mean, that's like a ballad. So there you go. It'll mesh right into the Celine Dion. I want him to get some therapy.
Stop singing to us, please.
Damn. Rap career.
Okay. Sorry to the Rod Wave fans I just offended. See y'all next week. Bye.
Later, Gators. Baby, I love you.